Nativity play this year. I know you two girls were, I think, weren't you? No? No? You're denying it. Yeah, you were. Yeah? Were either of you in a nativity play this year? Yeah? 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 We went and saw one, some of us, at St. Giles. What do you think about nativity plays? Some people wonder whether they fit with what some Christians call the regulative principle. Is it worship or is it entertainment? And they worry about that. Some people just wonder whether the lame acting that sometimes is there is a bad reputation. Others think that maybe that's the great appeal. That's what people want to see, their little child doing something so cute. What do you make of nativity plays? Well, for me, my main concern is that they are just so tame. Forget the lame. They are so tame. They are so warm and safe, aren't they? They're so familiar and domesticated. And yet, the original nativity was far from warm and safe, far from familiar and domesticated. So that's my main concern. It's a bit of fun, but it's not really like it was. Adisa read to us from Luke chapter 2, 8 to 20, the scene and then the reactions of these shepherds. Now, I think it's fair to say that these men were at the rougher and tougher end of male behaviour. If there's a spectrum of male behaviour, I think these shepherds were at the rougher and tougher end. Yeah, these were guys that worked outdoors in the winter on the side of hills. Okay, I don't suppose they used too much sort of moisturiser. They were rough, tough guys. They were guys that would attack animals with clubs to protect their sheep. Wild animals that would come. They were having to deal with real danger. And they were used to being out in the worst weather on dark, eerie nights. These were tough guys, I expect. And yet, their encounter with an angel, and then their sight of the glory of the Lord, made them absolutely terrified. Absolutely spine-chilling terrified. I wonder, have you ever been in a situation like that where you have felt fear? Even thought that your life was about to end? Well, that's what it was like for these shepherds when they saw the glory of the Lord. I don't know how we get that in our minds. I don't think this gets close, but imagine this. Imagine you're out on a lonely field on a dark night. It's quiet, no moon. And then out of the sky comes this massive donut-shaped spaceship, the size of the Emirates Stadium, and it comes down over you and it encloses you all around. Bright lights, strong gusts of wind as it moves, strange loud noises. I don't suppose that gets close, but that's what I tend to think of. Out and suddenly something amazing and astonishing is all around you. Well, I think if you were there, you'd be paralysed with fear like these men. These men saw the glory of the Lord and it left them terrified. We read in the Bible of Isaiah seeing the Lord on his throne and he is awestruck. Woe is me, he says. We hear about those three disciples seeing Jesus transfigured. And that's enough to have them falling on their faces, terrified. You see, God is awesome. Seeing him in his holiness is shocking for sinners. The book of Hebrews, the writer says, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Our God is a consuming fire. So I can see why nativity plays are like they are. Can you imagine trying to put that kind of fear of God into the children? Do you imagine the health and safety implications? Do you imagine the risk on people's ears if you had that noise, the risk on their eyes if you had that amount of light? And yet that is really what the nativity play ought to be doing if it's trying to reflect that first encounter on the hillside. Nativity 2.0, Certificate 15, Scary Scenes. Imagine that next year in your nativity play. Something that really made the watching parents bristle with fear. Maybe we'll stick with the little, hello, I'm an angel. It's a little safer, a little more manageable. But you see, the point, we have to remember that in truth, this was an awesome experience for these shepherds. This was a terrifying encounter because they encountered the glory of the Lord and they were overcome with fear. And yet, that great fear soon turned into great joy. Because after the encounter with the angel, they hurried off to Bethlehem as they were told. And then they found Mary and Joseph, comma, and the baby lying in a manger. And what do we read happened after that? Verse 20, Luke says this, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Probably within the space of a few hours, these men had gone from great fear to great joy because of good news. From great fear to great joy because of good news. So verse 10 and 11 are the turning point in the story. Luke has designed it so that we get the drama of them seeing the glory of the Lord. And then, verse 10, the angel explains what's going on. The angel came to say that God has not come to judge you, but to bring you salvation. And that good news made all the difference. So I wonder, as we apply this to ourselves, are our encounters like with God following a similar pattern? Have you had an encounter with God? He's not like us, is he? He's holy, a consuming fire. And so if God were simply a God of justice, we would be doomed. We would be condemned. We would simply be like those shepherds on a kind of groundhog, perpetual fear. And in one sense, we've all got to arrive at that point at some point in our lives in order to understand the good news of the gospel. So have you arrived at that point when you've realized that God isn't just a cuddly toy, but he is an awesome, holy God? And the kind of encounter that those shepherds had, you've had something like that. Can you say that? I think I was around 19 years old when I first realized who God was and that I was not like him. And I was not holy, and I was a sinner in the hands of this angry God. And I couldn't run from it, I couldn't hide, I couldn't talk my way out of it. It was, for a moment, quite scary when I actually realized my plight. I wonder whether you've come to that point, whether you come back to that point of remembering who God is and who you are. But thankfully, it wasn't long, it was quite soon after that, that I heard this good news as well. I came to realize that God is not just a God of justice, but he's also a God of mercy. He's a God full of grace. And that's the good news that these shepherds heard. God is not coming to overwhelm you with his judgment. There is good news. For unto you this day is born a Saviour. And that's the good news that I can tell you today as well. For as long as we live, this is good news to us. Because for as long as we live, we are invited to receive this Saviour and to see our fear turn to joy. Because God has come. He's come to save us in that baby that grew up to be that preacher who then went to the cross to die for our sins. That's the good news. Now, we don't know how much the shepherds took in that night, but they went and found the baby, they went and found it was true, and they went on their way rejoicing. We've got the rest of the story, haven't we? We know that it was true. He was the promised Messiah. He was the one from the tribe of Judah. He was the one from the house of David. And he grew up and he lived and he showed himself to be the astonishing Lamb of God. So I want to encourage those of you who already know Jesus. This is what changes it, doesn't it, for us? Were we just to know God as a God of judgment, we would be like those shepherds that first night, full of fear. What can we do? But we know that he's not just a God of justice, he's also a God of grace. And so if you're here this morning and you don't yet know Jesus, if you don't yet personally trust him, then I want you to see that God is also a God of mercy. And he will be merciful to you. It's a genuine offer to you this morning. Jesus says, come to me. I have come into this world to save all who will receive me. So from the youngest here to maybe the oldest here, and all of us in between, this is the gift that we can receive at Christmas. Have you received this gift? Is Jesus your great treasure? Those shepherds, they were filled with fear at the glory of the Lord. And yet that fear soon turned to joy when they realized that God had come to save. In that baby, in that Jesus Christ. You don't need to be full of fear this Christmas. The fear that you might have because of your sins can be diverted, can be taken and given to Jesus. And he will give you peace. Peace on all with whom he is pleased. And he's pleased with everyone who comes to him. So that's the good news, isn't it, that we love to sing of in our carols, of how fear has turned to joy because of Jesus. How actually the best Christmas present every year is Jesus again. And that's what makes us sing for joy, isn't it? So let's do that in the words of our last carol, Joy to the World.